On Sunday, actor and comedian Mindy Kaling addressed Dartmouth College graduates in Hanover, New Hampshire. She talked about her role on The Office, creating and starring in her TV show The Mindy Project, and her new movie Ocean's 8. She also reminisced about when she first came to campus her freshman year.
When I came to Hanover in the fall of 1997, I was, as many of you were, driven, bright, ambitious, and really, really into the Black Eyed Peas. I arrived here as a 17-year-old, took the lay of the land, and immediately began making a checklist of everything I wanted to accomplish. I told myself that by the time I graduated in 2001, I would have checked them all off. And here is my freshman fall checklist. Be on Hanover crew, be on lodge crew, be in an a cappella group, be in an improv troupe, write a play that's performed at the Bentley, and do a cartoon for the D, and try to be in a cool senior society. And guess what? I completed that checklist. But before you think, wait, why is this woman just bragging about her accomplishments from 17 years ago? Keep listening. Then I graduated, and I made a new checklist for my 20s. Get married by 27. Have kids at 30, win an Oscar, be the star of my own TV show, host the MTV Music Awards. This was 2001, guys, it made more sense then. And do it all while being a size 2. Well, spoiler alert, I've only done one of those things, and I'm not sure I will ever do the others. And that is a really scary feeling, knowing how far that I've strayed from the person that I was hoping to be when I was 21. I will tell you a personal story. After my daughter was born in December, I remember bringing her home and being in my house with her for the first time and thinking, according to movies and TV, this is traditionally the time when my mother and spouse are supposed to be here sharing this experience with me. And I looked around, and I had neither. And for a moment, it was kind of scary. Like, can I do this by myself? But then, that feeling went away, because the reality is, I'm not doing it by myself. I'm surrounded by family and friends who love and support me. And the joy I feel from being with my daughter, Catherine, eclipses anything from any crazy checklist. So I just want to tell you guys, don't be scared if you don't do things in the right order, or if you don't do some things at all. I didn't think I'd have a child before I got married, but hey, it turned out that way, and I wouldn't change a thing. I didn't think I'd have dessert before breakfast today. But hey, it turned out that way, and I wouldn't change a thing. So, if I could impart any advice, it's this. If you have a checklist, good for you. Structured ambition can sometimes be motivating. But also, feel free to let it go. Yes, my culminating advice for my speech is a song from the Disney animated movie Frozen. I've covered a lot of ground today. Not all of it was serious. But I wanted to leave you with this. I was not someone who should have the life I have now, and yet I do. I was sitting in the chair you are literally sitting in right now, and I just whispered, why not me? And I kept whispering it for 17 years. And here I am, someone that this school deemed worthy enough to speak to you at your commencement. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something, but especially not yourself. Go conquer the world. Just remember this. Why not you? You made it this far. Thank you very much, and congratulations to the class of 2010.
Go conquer the world. Why not you? Those words from the actor Mindy Kaling, who delivered the commencement address to graduates at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire, on Sunday. For a video and transcript of her address, go to our website, onpointradio.org. On Point is produced by Anna Bowman, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Amata, Stefano Katsonis, Allison Poli, Jeremy Rolosa, James Ross, Grace Tatter, Gretchen Voss, and Miriam Wasser, with help from Carolyn Anders. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. Me? I'm David Folkenflik. And this is On Point.